today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Ignore the crowd and cry out. Have you ever had someone to say to you, it doesn't take all of that? Maybe they said, you need to be quiet. Maybe others have said to you, why don't you just wait on the Lord? When you're dealing with a situation and you know that God can make a way, there's no need to be quiet. When you have the faith to believe that God is able to deliver you, it's time for you to cry out. When you have petitioned God, waited patiently, and trusted in His promises, it's time to cry out more. When you recognize it's Jesus who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could think or ask, it's time for you to cry out louder. In Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 42, we're introduced to a certain blind man sitting on the side of the road begging as Jesus came near to Jericho. There was a commotion from the crowd, and he asked the crowd what it meant. The crowd responded that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Upon hearing that, the blind man cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who went before the blind man warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out the more, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Upon hearing that, the blind man cried out louder. Jesus stood still. He didn't pass by, but commanded that the blind man be brought to him. When they brought the blind man near Jesus, he asked, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to the blind man, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. The blind man knew who Jesus was. That's why he addressed him, Son of David, and cried out. The blind man ignored the words of the crowd and cried out. The crowd allowed Jesus to pass by them, but the blind man cried out. When Jesus asked the blind man, what would you have me to do for you? The blind man cried out. Jesus wants to hear from you today. Will you cry out? Will you ignore the crowd? What is it that you want Jesus to do for you? Do you have the faith that he will do it? Then cry out. He will stand still for you, just as he stood still for the blind man. Ignore the crowd today and cry out. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.